All right, I believe it's going to be Matthew 27, verse number 12. We'll pick up here where we left off. It says, And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Now, what he's doing right here is fulfilling Scripture. For one thing, you remember in Isaiah 53, the prophecy about the Messiah, he said he was as a lamb before his shearers. You know, he said nothing. He was dumb in that he didn't speak anything. Another thing is the Lord Jesus Christ is truth incarnate. He is the way, the truth. He has to be careful not to say anything because the only thing he can say is the truth. So when he's talking here, anything they ask him, all he can say is the truth anyway. They've rejected the truth. So there's no need for him to speak. They've already rejected it. They've rejected him, and in rejecting him, they've rejected the truth. So he's just going to waste his breath, and he's not going to do it. And I tell you what, practically, that is excellent practical instruction for the church age, because 2 Timothy chapter 2, right before the last days is mentioned, in verse number 3, that is so important before they see the perilous times that's going to come at the end of the church age. It says there's going to be a lack of repentance and people are going to be in the snare of the devil. That's what 2 Timothy chapter 2 teaches. People will not acknowledge the truth, and you will not get repentance unless you acknowledge the truth. So, well, you got all these lies today. And going on, I mean, not only in the world circles, we put that in a lot, but in so-called Christian circles, there's constant lies all the time because they're in league with the world. And as people accept that over the truth of the Word of God, you're not going to see any repentance. To the point now where, look, I believe in right division as much as anybody you know. But when you divide repentance out of the Bible, you've divided too much. You've chopped the Scriptures up entirely too much. Repentance is taught by the Apostle Paul. And I'll tell you something, we're in a world today that does not want to repent. They don't want to admit where they're wrong and say, all right, I've been wrong here. I want to change my direction. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ is dealing with a group of people who he knows does not want to change their opinion on anything. So you know what he's going to do? He's just going to keep his mouth closed. Now you know why people aren't getting light on the Bible today and getting comfort they needed and stuff they need and things like that? Because they're not going to believe what he says to them anyway. He said, all right, well, I came in the world and I'm able to overcome the world. I've already overcome the world. So why are you so involved in your thinking daily? You think you can do something against what I've already said is going to come to pass in the Bible. It ought to just give us peace. Hey, God already knows anyway. He can get us through all of it that's coming our way. Yeah. Well, he's already overcome it. Yeah. Yeah. All this stuff's going on, all this stuff. Well, all this stuff, he's already overcome every bit of it. Yeah. One of these days, he's going to give us a brand new world. You don't know what they're doing with the world. He's going to give us a brand new one day.
Yeah.
Pollution. They spilled oil in the water. And I'll say, well, get a brand new one day. Yeah. Plus, God's got this thing set up to where you can't destroy this earth. I don't care if you set off 50 nuclear bombs. You cannot. God's got this thing set up on a recycling system where it'll clean itself up. Look, it's going to end the way that God said it's going to end. People say, this COVID, this is the end of the world. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Some of these preachers get up here and they're making all kind of money. That's not the way the Bible says the world's going to end. And until people will recognize that, they're going to be scared to death of things that the Bible has clearly spoken a completely different way. What's that? The truth pitted against the world's lies. COVID does not end the world. You know what's going to happen? The Lord Jesus Christ is going to take his church out of here one of these days. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse until the rapture occurs. After the rapture occurs, it's going to get real bad. Real bad. You know what's going to happen? The Lord Jesus Christ is going to come and he's going to whip every single enemy there is, and he's going to set up his kingdom on this earth and rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's how this world ends. present world system. You say, well, can you be so compromised? Because I will, God given me grace to do it, accept the truth. And the truth, these people right here won't accept the truth. You know why God's not saying anything to so many people? Because they won't accept the truth. It's that simple. And he says this, verse 13, then said Pilate unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? Yeah, I guarantee you, they're going to just say more and more and more against the Lord Jesus Christ and anybody who follows him. And he answered him never a word. That's scary. I know we talked about that last time, so, but I'm going to tell you something. I want the Lord to speak to me. And the fact that the Lord's not, never a word, pretty telling right there. Insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now the governor had no telling how many men year in and year in come in and try to talk their way out of it and stuff like that. Well, he's talking to the man that made the universe. Yeah. He's talking to the man that allows him to exist. And he marveled. You know what people do with the Lord? They're going to marvel. Even lost man can marvel at the Lord. It says verse 15, now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. You better be careful about the decisions of people. You know what the people as a multitude will do? They make a bad decision. Well, because they're operating outside of what the Lord wants. Verse 16, and they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Now this notable, I like to look words up. That just means you're going to notice the name has meaning. Just for quick reference, to look, it's good a lot of times just to look things up and let the scriptures define a word. In Daniel chapter 8, verse number 5, it says, and as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. So then you go over here. Here's another reference to notable. Acts 2:20. I'm just giving you something kind of neat. I get off on these little rabbits every now and then. The Bible says, in Acts 2:20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. So notable, that's something you need to take note of. There's interesting things in them verses I just read, but I'm just showing you how a lot of times you just take a word and you can cross-reference it and find meaning out of that thing. And this notable here is something you need to take note of. That why? Because the name has meaning. Now, Barabbas, Bar, that means, according to John 1:42, that's the son of. That's what that word means, because he said Simon Bar Jonah, and that means the son of Jonah. And in Abbas, that's the father. Abbas means the father, according to Romans 8:15. And so there's reasons why oftentimes you'll see something left in the other language and instead of being translated, because we've got light in this scripture, in this English Bible, that gives you light on things. When he wants you to know another language, he'll leave it in there for you for a reason. Why? Because this Bible has been perfectly preserved for us in the English language. This is the Word of God. No need of changing anywhere in the English language. Why? Because to give you light on things. Now here's the thing. Barabbas means the son of the father. So they've got a choice. They can have a murderer, the son of the father, the devil, his father, the devil. They can have a murderer, or... Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you? Now you, in that verse right there, I counted, is the 18th word in that verse. Now that's very telling, because in the Gospels, they're in the last days. They're getting ready to enter into Daniel's 70th week. Are they getting ready for this thing to to completely come to pass, and the church age was unknown. So when you're reading the Gospels, you're reading about the last day. They've got a choice. Watch this. Is the 18th word in that verse. Barabbas or Jesus. Who's Jesus? The Son of the Father. Who's Barabbas? The Son of the Father. You can have, who do you want? The 18th word. 18666. So there's 666 on you who choose Barabbas over Jesus. Sorry about that, Phil. But I think that Bible is very interesting, right? That there's a choice right there. There the choice of man is going to be choosing a murderer over the one who gives life. It's interesting how the people will choose somebody. Look, what are the Jews even wanting a prisoner being released for anyway? They're not supposed to release prisoners. They're supposed to have murderers. Murderers are supposed to be executed. Capital punishment was taught before the law, during the law, and after the law. Capital punishment is what they're supposed to. If they're following the law, and they say they're following the law, they are wanting this murderer, supposedly. They're supposed to want murderers to be executed. But guess what? They'd rather have a murderer over the Prince of Life.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to see what the world's coming to before the Lord Jesus comes to rule and reign, and what people say, I just love this world. This world. They may not say it out loud, but they love the world more than they do the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hey.
All right, so you would rather stay around. You'd rather, you know, you got these transhumanists and stuff trying to figure out how they make these bodies live for hundreds of years and merge with machine. Look, I don't want to live hundreds of years. I want to live just as long as the Lord Jesus Christ wants me to be here. And the day He don't want me here, I want Him to take me on home.
Amen.
Why? Because this world is going to get to the place, if it's not already there anyway, it probably is, where they would rather have a murderer than somebody who would help and heal everybody who came in contact with. He wanted to help them, and he wanted to help their family, and he wanted to get them out of the grave, and he's healing the sick and the lame and the blind and the maimed and all this stuff, opening up those that's in the prison, so to speak. And guess what? They want a murderer. Now that's what the world's coming to. You say, what's the world coming to? That attitude right there. They'd rather have a murderer. Just let all the murderers go free. And the folks that's trying to do right, put them in prison. Kill them. Well, they call it, they're going to get to the place where they call evil good and good evil. Here's Barabbas, he's evil. They're calling him good. And the Lord, here he is, he's good. They call him evil. That's what the world's coming to. People say, well, what about good news? Good news, you got the gospel. Preach on that here in a little while. I get plumb excited about why. This stuff don't bother me a bit, man. Why? Because I know I can enjoy my everyday, because my everyday consists in living for the Savior.
Yeah.
And when I live for the Savior, I don't have to worry about what the world's going to do. Well, I'm just concerned about what the Word says. The Word says I can have peace. And the Word says, look, the Lord Jesus Christ died for me, and now I can live because He died for me and rose again. Because He lives, I can face today and tomorrow.
That's right.
Any day with the Lord.
Amen.
And that's a blessing, man. The Bible says, for He knew that for envy they had delivered Him. For envy. You better be careful of that darn envy. That envy is, I'm going to tell you something. It's such a dangerous thing. And forgive me if I overstep my bounds on saying darn, but it's just I know that's a euphemism, but you know what? It's dangerous. I want to read a verse to you. Proverbs 27, verse 4. Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? Envy. I tell you this. This world will try to make you envy sinners. And you think they've got all this stuff, and you see them, they've got all the things the world has to offer. But I tell you what they don't have. You get to know them real good, and they don't have the peace that Jesus Christ brings. They don't have a lot of them. Man, you talking about their family life and stuff like it just completely wrecked and ruined. Not to say that don't happen in Christian life, but I'm telling you this. At least a Christian can get through it with the Lord.
That's right.
The world is not used to say, how do they get through it without the Lord? I tell you what, they're not getting through it. They're hiding things, and they can hide behind a smile and post things up and make out like everything's okay, but they're not getting through it.
Yeah.
A Christian can get through it because God can get you through it. Envy is a rottenness of the bones. It'll just completely rot you. It'll get to where you envy this person and envy that person. You read over there in the Psalm. I forget what Psalm it is. I want to say it was Psalm 82. But it was this old boy was he was thinking about what all this person had and what all that person had. But he said, but whenever he considered their end. Man, I wish I could find that. It's probably right under my nose. But he said when he considered their end, he realized not to have that attitude. When you consider how they're going to end up, change your attitude on it. It really, really will. I see people pulling up. How much time we got? We still got time. The Bible says in verse 19, when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. You know what gets me? She learned more in a dream than the religious leaders could be about following him around in his ministry and everything.
Right.
So, some people learn more from one little old thing. One thing can happen. They can learn more from that than others can having years of teaching. Well, I tell you, she knew he was a just man. Hey, that's a testimony right there. You talking about following the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ said? He had a good testimony. Even people who hated him knew he was a just man. Well, the Bible said over in Pauline epistles, it says that that other people have no evil thing to say of you. Sound speech, it cannot be condemned, and so on and so forth. Well, that's something we ought to strive for. I know oftentimes we fail, but that's no excuse for not getting up in the morning saying, Lord, I want to yield to you. Fill me with your power and help me to yield so I can have a just let the light so shine, like we say. That's one of the best ways to describe it. Verse 20, but the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude. Those wicked devils. You know what they do? They do the same thing today. The leaders have to persuade the multitude to sway them. Why? Do you know ultimately people have got their conscience and they have to go past their conscience on things. So you know what happens? They have to be persuaded. You say, well, how are they doing that today? Well, you just keep feeding on the news and you keep watching MSNBC and then CNN and NBC and you feed that stuff and you turn on the nightly news and all this, and before long you believe the same way they do.
Yeah.
Why? Because they just keep feeding you and feeding you the lie and feeding you the lie. Look, some of these people say, well, you just don't believe so-and-so. I don't believe that if you'll watch 2 hours of the news and you get 15 minutes of Bible that you're going to have a balanced view.
Right.
And I'm not going to take your unbalanced view. I don't care how nice you are.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Chase, I don't want to hear that junk.
Yeah.
Why? I can love them. But I tell you what, I love my Lord more than I love anybody on this earth.
Thanks.
And that little lady sitting right over there, I love her a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. I mean a whole bunch. But you know who I'm supposed to put first?
Yeah.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks.
I'm not going to put anybody else's opinion, I don't care who they are, above this Bible if God gives me grace and courage to do it. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know what's going on. Why? Because I can read 5th grade English. They persuade the multitude. You know what to do? Propaganda.
Right.
You say, what's going on today? Same things then. It's easy to see. I don't even have to watch one thing, listen to this so-and-so and listen to this other person. I had a guy, he was telling me, he said, man, I was listening to this one guy and this farmer said this, and this farmer said Bill Gates is buying up farmland and old Bezos, he's buying up farmland. What do you think? I said, I think the Bible is just as true today as it was. The devil likes to counterfeit. And you know what they know? If you can control the food and the money, you can control the population. I don't have to have some kind of listening to this, that, and other to understand. Now, all I've got to do is read the Bible, and I know what they're trying to do. And guess what? I can still keep my joy. Why? Because I know who ends in the end. When you know that, it don't bother you. So, well, what can I do about it anyway? I'm going to get up and serve God. It's that simple, man. I love the simplicity that's in Christ. Now, I'm going to get up and do. I'm just going to get up and say, all right, I got another day, Lord. You let my eyes wake up this morning. I can't wait to serve you again. What a joy, Lord. And he said, well, what if they do this, that, and other? What if? What if they don't?
Right.
You know, I mean, I've had people, and I've got some people send me things. 20 years ago, they said, well, in 10 years, this is going to happen. Didn't happen. Well, nobody knows to the Lord. Even the devil is on a leash, so to speak, in the sense of it has to come across the desk of the Lord. And if the Lord says, oh, no, it's not time yet, you can't do another thing. I don't want you to go a step further.
Right.
He can't go a step further than what the Lord allows. We read all about that in Job. That's why, if something happens today, some kind of crazy thing goes on, okay, well, it come across the desk of the Lord. The Lord proved it. What am I going to complain about? Nothing to complain about. Why? Because God said it was okay. Who am I to ask God, what are you doing, Lord? He said, hey, I know more than you. Okay, well, Lord, you good to me. You want to save my soul and you know where I'm going.
Right.
And Lord, I just thank you for another day. It makes it easy. Verse 21, the governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. You bunch of wicked devils, you. You let them persuade you. You see the dangers of letting the leaders persuade you?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you have to let... that's why you have to let the Bible persuade you. Because if you don't, let the Lord persuade you, you're going to be in trouble. Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. You can't get rid of Jesus. Well, you know what everybody needs to ask? What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? You know what you're supposed to do? Trust him.
Amen.
You know what they didn't do? Trust him. Why? They were persuaded by the chief priests and elders to release Barabbas. You know what people are being persuaded to do? Trust somebody else other than Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So was his name Barabbas? No. Just another son of the Father, though.
Yeah.
Just another son of another father is who it is.
Yeah.
Now that's what's going on. So what are we going to do? We're going to trust Jesus Christ. I think we're getting full out there. I think we'll stop right here.